083, Nisha, Leela, Midnight Pastimes, 10:48 p.m. to 3:36 a.m. Sri Rupa Goswami's summary. This 083 is titled Radha Krishna's Forest Rambling. When Radha Madhav meet, Brinda worships them with many fine articles. Then a variety of pastimes begins, such as Banbihar, Praheli, which means speaking riddles, singing, rasa dancing, drinking honey nectar. When Leela Yugal tire, the Sakis please them by fanning Radha and Krishna, massaging their feet, offering pan, water, and divine fragrances. At last, Yugal Kishore happily fall asleep on a bed of flowers. May we always remember the blissful midnight pastimes of the divine couple. With a humble entreaty, Brinda and her Vandevis escort Brajanath and Brajeshri from the jeweled temple to a golden throne. This throne is illuminated by the moonlight and decorated with scented flowers. It is covered with a soft velvet sheet and cooled by the Yamuna's breezes. The Sakis bring scents and freshened water from the storeroom. After dressing Radha Govinda with crowns, flower garlands, and ornaments, the maidservants fan them with chamaras. After dressing Radha Govinda with crowns, flower garlands, and ornaments, the maidservants fan them with chamaras. Govinda's desire is to enjoy ras, awaken as he contemplates the enchanting moonlit night, the pleasant forest, the beautiful bank of the Yamuna, and his beloved gopis. Then Krishna begins his pastimes of forest sightseeing, Banbihar, dancing upon a spinning wheel, Chakra Brahmana, ladies circular dancing, Halisaka Nritya, dancing with the gopis, Yugma Nritya, gopis solo dancing, Lasya Nritya, single dancing, Ek Ek Nritya, the gopis singing and pastimes of intimacy, Rati Krita, and water sports, Jalkeli. Seeing the arrival of Radha Madhav, the spring season displays all her opulences, like full moonbeams, gentle Malayan breezes, dancing forest creepers, and the sounds of bees and cuckoos singing in chorus. Experiencing this, Shyam becomes eager to enjoy in the forest with the gopis. The gopis respond by singing Krishna's names when he expresses his desire through the notes of his flute. Krishna says, O Priyas, the moon rays beautify the forest and flowers. and increase my desire to enjoy with you. The gopis reply, O Krishna, 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 O Ramana, let it be. Krishna sings sweetly as he and his gorgeous young lovers joyfully amble under every tree and creeper and through every kunj. The creepers dance and the bees, cuckoos, and peacocks sing in the fifth scale as the Brajagopis sing about Krishna. The delightful sight of Krishna playing in the forest brings the trees, creepers, bees, birds, and deer back to life. It is just like someone awakening after fainting, as citizens gaily welcome the king and queen. Vrindavan dresses with the moonbeams and places her deer, birds, bees, and other family members in front. Then Vrindavan, Brindatavi Devi, greets Radha Govinda while trembling in ecstasy with her Malayan breezes. The moon rays mixing with the lustrous stream of the gopis' golden limbs bathe the forest in a gold and silver effulgence. But when Radha's brilliant golden aura mixes with Krishna's blue sapphire effulgence, their bodies turn emerald green in color. Radha Govinda look like fresh tamal leaves basking in the moonlight. Govinda inquires about the well-being of the forest trees, creepers, and bees. The flowers and branches of the trees are its hands and feet. The Malayan breeze acts as a dance instructor, making the forest garden dance and jubilation to welcome Kishore Kishori. As the sweet fragrance of Radha Madhava's body spreads, intoxicated, bees swarm around them, searching for honey. But seeing their fatigue, the Madhavi Latas call back their bees with their fluttering, hand-like leaves. With the buzzing bees, the Madhavi Latas glorify the gopis for rejecting their family duties in favor of Govinda's happiness. The flowering Malika Latas look at Krishna with their bee-like eyes and smile at Krishna with their blossoming flowers. The Malikas dance restlessly for Krishna's pleasure when the wind blows through their stems. Seeing Govinda, other creepers offer an auspicious welcome with their chirping birds and hand-like leaves, displaying dancing mudras when tossed by the wind. In every kunj, flower petals and gunja berries fall on the ground to form colorful beds of flowers. The sound of bees and cuckoos arouses Radha Govinda's desire for love sports and the Sakhi's desire for joyful service. Everyone knows that the peacocks are out when the lightning flashes in the clouds. But today, there is no lightning, there are no clouds. But the peacocks are blissfully calling kee-kaw, kaw-kaw, while dancing with open tail feathers upon seeing the conjugal pastimes of Radha Madhava. Vrindavan's ripe fruits, cool breezes, singing birds, fragrant flowers, and pleasant moonbeams satisfy Krishna's eyes, nose, tongue, ears, and body. Honey-faced Radha's hands start shaking in ecstasy as she picks two slightly opened ashok clusters and tries to put them on Krishna's ears. The gopi's slim waists are more elegant than the waists of lions. And the gopis have nice voices, and they speak very sweetly. But when they sing about Krishna, Krishna fondles them while pretending to decorate them with flowers. This awakens a strong desire within the gopis to enjoy with Krishna. Krishna's touch ornaments the sakis' bodies with various ecstasies, such as vivoka, which means prideful neglect of the beloved, vilas, the particular way of standing, a bodily curve or facial expressions and eye movements upon seeing the beloved, lalita, a unique form of vilas, kila kinchit bhav, which is a combination of a little bit, kincha, of seven different emotions at one time. A gopi may exhibit, like Srimati Radharani or another gopi, may exhibit kila kinchit bhav, which is a combination of pride, desire, shrieking, smiling, jealousy, fear, and anger arising simultaneously from the heart's elation upon seeing the beloved. Kila kinchit bhav. While wandering along the forest pathway, Krishna describes the sweetness of some creepers. They happily respond by singing Krishna's glories with their buzzing bees. Krishna fondles them by picking their flowers. Thereafter, Krishna sings his own compositions, glorifying the moon, stars, and creepers. In response, the sakis sing similar songs, glorifying Radha Govinda. Krishna sings, the Kala Nidhi, the moon, Kala Nidhi, excites everyone's romantic desires when coming between the two stars, Radha and Anuradha, which means Kala Nidhi Sham, standing between Radha and Lalita, because Lalita is also called Anuradha. The gopis sing in response, Sri Kala Nidhi has come between Radha and Lalita to excite their desire for romance. Krishna, just see the Malati creeper is embracing the Punaga tree on this splendid moonlit night. Gopis sing, seeing Purushottam and Prafula, joyful Radha, embracing in the moonlight, makes us happy too. Krishna, oh-ho, the Madhavi Lata enhances the beauty of the spring season, and the spring enlivens the Madhavi. So doesn't their blissful association make the entire world joyful? Gopis, Madhava, Krishna, looks beautiful when he's embraced by Madhavi, Radha. And Madhavi looks beautiful embraced by Madhava. Everyone rejoices with their sweet meeting. Gopis, or Krishna, Krishna says, or sings, the forests, blossoming tamal trees, unite with golden vines to allure the honeybees. Gopis, because Tapincha Moli, which means peacock feather Krishna, unites with Kanchanavallari Rai, Radha, her alis, bees or gopis, become very happy. Krishna. The Madhusudanas, bees, enjoy pastimes with the lotus flower, and their buzzing excites everyone's romantic desires. Gopis. Aha! Madhusudan's heart-rending songs deliver Cupid's message to the Brajagopis who are enjoying pastimes with him. Krishna sings, the moon is Rajani Raman, night's lover, or lover of the night. The moon protects the lilies, destroys the pride of the gopis, and pleases everyone by illuminating evening sky. Gopis reply, Krishna is Ramani Raman. He enjoys the gopis in the forest kunjas, which echo with chirping birds. Thus curbing the pride of Radha's rivals, Krishna gives pleasure to the whole world. Krishna sings, the lotuses wither, the chakravakas lose their mates, and the stars fade when the moon rises. Gopis respond with their song, but Krishna Chandra relieves the lovely-eyed Brajagopis' pain of separation, destroys the demons, and increases the world's bliss. Thus, Shyam sings while wandering through the pleasing forest of Vrindavan. He delights both the creepers and his smiling-faced gopi girlfriends by playfully pinching them. A swarm of buzzing bees follows them as they arrive at Vamshivat and sit upon a throne. Krishna and the gopis sit beneath Vamshivat, admiring the beauty of the Yamuna. Surging with joy, Yamuna Devi responds to their presence with smiling waves and singing water birds. Krishna's darshan agitates Yamuna's senses. Thus, Yamuna Devi rushes to touch Krishna's lotus feet with the hands of her waves. Her red lotus flower eyes restlessly bob, and her nose, and the crocodiles, surfaces from under the water, and her ears, the whirlpools, perk up to hear Krishna's conversation with the gopis. Seeing the Yamuna's beauty, Krishna yearns to enjoy along her banks with the gopis. Krishna and the gopis step off their throne at Vamshivat and into the water. Krishna and the gopis step off their throne at Vamshivat and into the water of the Yamuna. Yamuna Devi repeatedly praises and worships them by offering lotus flowers to their lotus feet with her hand-like waves. The swans, intrigued by hearing the ruffling clothes and ankle bells of the gopis, swim nearby to learn the art of making and chanting sounds. Yamunaji stops flowing in her astonishment over Krishna's blissful darshan. Understanding Krishna's intention to cross the river, the Yamuna becomes very shallow, reducing her main stream to knee-deep and her tributaries to ankle deep. Krishna and his darling gopis cross one rivulet after another to reach the splendorous sandbar where they will enjoy the rasa dance. Krishna loves to excite the gopis' desire for romance. Thus he eagerly smiles, glances, jokes, and exchanges sweet words. Then he fondles the gopis, embraces, and kisses them. Thus ends Radha and Krishna's wandering in the forest, Vrindavan Banvihara, and Nishant Lila.